Chapter 7, Life on the Inside. Veterans share their experiences. Behind the uniform. When the uniform comes off, the story doesn't end. For many veterans, the real battle begins after coming home. PTSD and TBI don't care about rank, medals, or time in service. These invisible wounds affect veterans in ways that are often hard to explain. And while symptoms can be listed in a medical report, they don't show the full picture. The only way to understand what life is like with these conditions is to hear from the people living it every day. In this chapter, we share the voices of veterans. The information is presented in this way to protect privacy, but the raw and real words are what we hear. Veterans speak not just for themselves, but for thousands of others who may not yet have found similar words. These stories help tear down the wall of silence and stigma. They remind us that PTSD and TBI are not just diagnoses, they are lived experiences. I feel like a stranger in my own home. One Marine veteran, who served two tours in Iraq, described his return to civilian life as harder than any mission he ever completed. Quote, "I came back thinking everything would go back to normal. But I wasn't the same. My wife would talk to me, and I'd zone out. Not on purpose. It's like my brain would shut off. I started sleeping on the floor. I didn't want to. It just felt safer than the bed. I knew it made her sad, but I didn't know how to explain it. I couldn't handle loud places, so I stopped going to my kids' sports games. They thought I didn't care, but I cared too much. I just didn't know how to show it anymore." He was later diagnosed with both PTSD and a mild TBI from being near two roadside bombs. Quote, "They told me my brain got rattled. I thought it was just part of the job. But looking back, I haven't been the same since. I'm not crazy. I'm injured. And I'm trying every day to be a better dad and husband, even when my brain makes it hard. Sometimes I don't know why I'm crying." A female Army medic who served in Afghanistan opened up about the emotional toll of treating wounded soldiers. Quote, "I never got shot at directly, but I saw everything. Burned skin, missing limbs. I held the soldier's hand while he died. I told him he'd be okay, even though I knew he wouldn't be. That memory doesn't leave. It haunts me. I don't sleep through the night. I cry in the shower because it's the only place I feel like I can let go. Then I dry off and smile like nothing's wrong." She was diagnosed with PTSD, but didn't tell anyone for months. Quote, "People think if you weren't on the front lines, you're fine. But I saw the worst of it. And I had to keep moving. That stays with you. Now, sometimes I break down at random. A song, a smell, a word, it just hits me. I'm learning that healing doesn't mean forgetting. It means learning to live with the memories without letting them destroy you. It's like static in my head." An Air Force veteran who worked on aircraft maintenance described how his mild TBI changed his ability to think clearly. Quote, "I never went to combat. I wasn't kicking down doors. But during training, I fell off a platform and hit my head hard. I blacked out for a few seconds, but shook it off. I didn't even go to the medic. Now I forget simple things. I'll be in the middle of a sentence and totally blank out. I forget names of people I've known for years. I can't concentrate for more than a few minutes. It's like there's static in my head, like a bad radio signal. I can hear myself trying to think, but it's all jumbled. He said the worst part isn't the injury, it's the way people respond to it. Quote, they look at you like you're lazy or not trying, but they don't know what it's like when your own brain won't cooperate. I feel embarrassed all the time, like I'm not who I used to be. But I'm still me. I'm just working with different tools now. I wanted to stay strong, but I was falling apart. A combat veteran who served multiple tours with the Army in both Iraq and Afghanistan shared how he avoided getting help for years. Quote, after my last deployment, I thought I was fine. Yeah, I had trouble sleeping. Yeah, I drank a little too much. But that was just adjusting, right? I didn't want to be labeled. I didn't want the VA to think I was weak or crazy. I had buddies who took their own lives. I told myself I'd never be one of them. But one night, I found myself standing in the kitchen with a bottle of pills in one hand and a photo of my daughter in the other. That scared me more than any firefight ever did. He finally went to the VA and was diagnosed with both PTSD and TBI. Quote, turns out that one blast I was near did more than I thought. I always blame the nightmares on trauma, but part of it was the injury too. Now I'm in therapy. I take meds. I talk to other vets. I still have bad days, but at least now I know I'm not alone. And I'm still here for her. I'm not who I was, but I'm still me. Another veteran, a Navy corpsman who served with the Marines, shared how hard it is to explain what's going on inside. Quote, I was the guy everyone came to when something went wrong. I had answers. I had control. Now, sometimes I forget what day it is. I get lost driving in my own neighborhood. I stare at a sink full of dishes and feel like it's too much to handle. That's not the guy I was. But he's still in there, somewhere. I just have to work harder to bring him out. He said he's learned to ask for help and to let others in. Quote, at first, I was ashamed. I didn't want my kids to see me as broken. But now I let them help me remember things. I tell them I have a brain injury, just like someone might have a bad knee. They get it. And they don't love me any less. No one path, no one story. These stories are just a few out of thousands. Every veteran has their own experience. Some struggle quietly for years before reaching out. Others speak up early and get the support they need. Some have both PTSD and TBI. Others deal with one. Some have families that stand by them. Others feel completely alone. What they all share is the courage to keep going. They wake up and face the day, even when it's hard. They look for answers even when everything feels confusing. They try to hold on to who they are while learning to live with what they've been through. The power of shared experience. When veterans hear each other's stories, something powerful happens. They stop feeling like they're the only one. They stop thinking they're weak or broken. They realize that what they're going through makes sense, and that it's okay to talk about it. Sharing these experiences also helps the civilian world understand what it's really like to live with PTSD or TBI. It shows that these aren't just conditions. They're daily realities. They affect how someone loves, works, plays, and connects. They don't define the person, but they do shape the journey. Eliminating the stigma. Stigma keeps people silent. It tells them to hide, to man up, to deal with it alone. But silence doesn't lead to healing. Connection does. When we create safe spaces for veterans to speak their truth, we open the door to recovery. When we listen without judgment, we offer something that can't be found in a prescription: hope. Families, friends, and communities all play a role in breaking that stigma. Asking, "How are you really doing?" and meaning it. Being patient when answers don't come easily. Encouraging treatment, supporting therapy, celebrating progress. These are all acts of service too. Every voice matters. There's no single story that captures every experience, but each voice adds something important to the bigger picture. Each testimony shines a light on what many have kept hidden for too long. And every time a veteran shares their truth, it makes it easier for the next one to step forward. In the next chapter, we'll look at how PTSD and TBI impact the family as a whole. When one person serves, the whole family serves. And when one person comes home changed, the whole family feels it. But just like healing is possible for the veteran, healing is also possible for those who walk beside them. Let's keep going together.